You're listening to The Warner Star, the show about the real stars of Warner Elementary. Hello, everybody. This is episode number 5 of The Warner Star, and I have 3 fabulous guests with me today. The first guest, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, is...
Andrew.
That's number 1. Number 2?
Ashley Neal.
And our third...
Johnny Perry.
Those are our 3 guests. And group, you are all from which class?
Mrs. Brueger.
Mrs. Brueger's 3rd grade. We are going to talk a little bit today about... Inside recess, snow days, and reading month. So let's start it off, group. Inside recess. Now, I remember when I was in school, inside recess, thumbs down. But I bet there's been something good about inside recess. Has there been a game or anything that you've enjoyed?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell about one of the things?
Some people get to play Minecraft on the computer or the iPad.
Okay, so Minecraft, that's definitely a plus.
One of my favorite things about inside recess is playing cards with my classmates.
Have you learned any new games?
Yes, I just learned a new one. Baloney.
Baloney. I played that in your class too. That was a whole lot of fun. And you were pretty good at baloney.
Yeah.
Joni, what about you? Anything that you like to do during inside recess?
I think I liked playing Twister and headbands, because in headbands your friends get to guess what you have. It's really fun. It's fun too.
That's cool. So it hasn't been all that bad. What about snow days? What do you do on a snow day, since we've had so many snow days?
I play video games. I go outside and with my brother. I play in my snow fort that my dad and me and my brother made.
That's cool. Ashlyn?
I go to my grandma and papa's house, and what I do is I just play on the computer, watch some TV, and then read for a little bit.
That's cool. Joan?
I play with my dog, and then I read, then sometimes I go outside and it's cold.
Now, let me ask you this. On a snow day, do you feel like you eat a lot of food?
Yes.
Joni, I bet you snack all day long.
Good food.
Good food? What's good food?
Pizza, tacos, chips,
popcorn.
Popcorn? I know for me on a snow day, it's hard for me to not eat.
Yeah,
so it's snacking everywhere. Let's see. Next up, we have reading month coming up. And reading month is really exciting for me because I love to read. But the thing is, I don't just read during reading month. I bet each one of you has a favorite book that you either have read or you're reading right now. Could you share with us what your favorite book is and why?
Yes. My favorite book is the new movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm still reading that. I'm to the part where... Then the turtles fight Shredder, and Shredder's about to send out toxin on the I can't say it, but he's going to release toxin, and it can kill a lot of people.
That's pretty exciting. So obviously you like action books.
Yes.
Cool. Ashlyn.
My favorite book that I'm reading right now is the Black Lagoon chapter books. I really like them. Because the kid that's like saying what happens to him, he has a very creative imagination, and it's like, what will I do? I'm having a bad day, but at the end, he turns his whole entire day around.
Well, that's cool. Now, was it a mystery at all, or did he have to solve a problem?
Yeah, he had to. In the book that I was just reading of the Black Lagoon chapter books, the Halloween party. He had to figure out what he wanted to be for Halloween, but he had no idea because all his friends were being these cool things, but he didn't even know what he was going to be, and all the costumes that he wanted to be was too much money.
Problem solving. That sounds like a good read. Black Lagoon. I'm going to have to look that one up. Joni.
I think my favorite book is Horror by Harry the Stolen Cookie, and I'm at the part where Harry, he does something, and he gets caught from his sister, and he doesn't know that though, because his sister likes to spy on him a lot, and he stole a cookie, and then he was going back to his room, and then his sister walked around the corner, and he knew that something was going on, and he asked his sister, and she's like, nothing.
So. I bet you have stolen your fair share of cookies.
I have.
No wonder you can relate to that book. Wow. That is terrific stuff, and I appreciate you guys sharing your favorite books and why. And we've got Reading Month, so I would bet you love March.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not only do we have St. Patrick's Day, and we have some little bit warmer weather outside recess, but we also get to read a lot of books.
Yep.
I'm going to be in your class reading a book too, so I can't wait. Well, that just about wraps up our fifth. Give high five type stuff. High five. We have our fifth Warner Star radio show with Mrs. Brueger's third graders. Would you have any advice? Any advice for someone that's coming on next?
Don't expect, like, when you're coming up next, you want to be able to just share it. You don't have to share everything. You can just share a little bit about yourself. Just express the outside.
Join us next time for more stories from the Warner Stars.